Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Bad news at the doctor's office yesterday, but I knew it was coming. I'll get into it here in just one second. I need to follow up with you guys. Kristen, you were out the other day when, I don't know if I was bamboozled or not, but at least in the first 24 hours, it seemed to work. Because all of us in here fight with sleep, right? If you get up early in the morning, you're constantly like trying, you got your mind always on the clock and when you got to go to sleep, whatever. And I told these guys, that, which you already know, that for 20 years I haven't slept right. I'm on sleep aids, blabbity, blabbity, blabbity. So the thing that I'm really concerned about with lately, and if you've never done any kind of research on sleep at all, the deep sleep is like your most important because that's the most restorative stage that you have during sleep. A lot of people think that's REM sleep, and it's not. It's deep sleep, and it's tough to get into, at least for some of us. And it's really bad for me, which might be contributing to some of the health issues that I've been having like over the last year. So there I am, Kristen, on TikTok. And there is a video of somebody saying, like, if you want to get into that, fall into that deep sleep, find a video that is set to 3 hertz. It's a sound of 3 hertz. And if you listen to that while you're sleeping, it'll get you into this deep sleep phase. And I'm like, oh, what a crap. What a bunch of crap. But I'll try it. Mm-hmm. So I tried it, and for 2 nights, the results were great.
Yeah.
And I didn't know if this was in my head or not, some kind of psychosomatic deal. So while you were out and these guys were here, I asked them to be my test group to see if it worked for them also. But first, we needed to test their sleep before hearing this sound all night long. So did you guys do that?
Yep.
Yep.
All right. Mm-hmm. You're in your health apps now.
Mm-hmm. All right. I don't even know what a health app looks like.
I'll show it to you. So go into your health app, go into sleep. How much sleep did you get last night? How much deep sleep? How much core sleep? But mostly we're focusing on the deep.
So I got 7.5 hours of time of sleep.
Wow. Do you normally get that much?
Yeah, about 7.5.
Bless you.
But I only got 13 minutes of REM sleep.
Wait, okay, not REM. What's the deep?
Deep, I got 7 minutes.
Wow.
No, 41 minutes.
Okay. So Does it say what the percentage is there? Because you want to be around 20-something percent, I think. 20-25% of your sleep should be deep sleep if you're going to be healthy.
6%.
Six, bad.
That's okay. Horrible.
All right. So you're going to be a real good test case for this sound.
So I got 7 hours and 50 minutes of sleep.
What? I take sleep very seriously.
I'm so jealous. See, was it Anne Hathaway? Who was it yesterday or 2 days ago that says that they get 14 hours?
Dakota Johnson.
14 hours of sleep a night?
I don't know. I can't sleep that long.
I can't either.
That's not always healthy either.
Damn.
Hang on, I just messed up something. Okay, there we go. And I got 21 minutes of deep sleep.
Okay, that's not a lot either.
Yeah.
Okay, Cass?
I mean, I got 8 hours and 4 minutes, but it's not showing me any percentages, so.
Huh. Wah, wah. Okay.
Yeah, even though I wore my watch, I charged it especially for this.
It's okay. It's okay, honey. You didn't get an F or anything.
Yeah.
So the two of you guys that do have some data, go ahead and try this thing tonight and come in tomorrow, and let's see if it actually works or not. I'm very, very curious.
Where'd you find that sound at?
I'll send it to you.
Okay.
It's you can Google 3 megahertz sound, and this video comes up, and you just set it by your phone. It's 12 hours of the same sound that I played for you the other day.
Got by it. The way, I found my health app, and this is the first time I'd ever opened it.
Oh, good. Oh, hey. Baby steps.
It was like, welcome. Would you like to fill out all this information?
Well, you usually don't have to do anything. Well, I mean, you put your stats in there, like how old you are, what you weigh or whatever, and then you just link it to your watch, and it does all the work for you.
No, I don't have a watch.
Okay. Well, that's not going to work for you.
Got it.
You don't have an Apple Watch?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So I had a follow-up yesterday with a holistic doctor. I am figuring all this out, you guys. I'm figuring it out.
I love you. You've been figuring this out since I joined the show 12 years ago.
Yeah, but this time I'm serious about
it. It's not even a joke, Abby. This man has tried so many different things to fix his tummy issues.
That's done.
Is it done?
Stomach issues are pretty much done.
Okay.
Yep.
I would like to know when you're going to wear Jackson's Secret Santa gift for you.
Oh, yeah.
Your tummy ache survivor sweatshirt.
Yeah, but I have been trying to figure it out, Yeah, you're right. So I get into the office yesterday, and I'm seeing a new holistic doctor this time. And I have my follow-up yesterday, and the first thing that they do is they want to take measurements, right? Your blood pressure and all that stuff. I step on the scale. This is the heaviest I've ever been in my life.
Okay. Is that a bad thing?
Yes, it's a bad thing.
Doesn't muscle weigh a lot?
Oh, yeah.
No, it's not muscle. I knew this was coming because I've been drinking so much lately.
Oh.
And I've been eating bad, and this is probably the month here. But when I stepped on that scale, it was so sobering. It was really, really sobering.
Are you sure it's not just salt and water retention?
I'm pretty sure it's fat.
You don't have to look at the number on the scale. Mm-hmm. You don't even have to let them weigh you.
Well, I guess not, but it was a little sobering for me. So, and I've never been at this weight before, so I did have some conflicting feelings about it. I was trying to shake myself up and go, okay, don't panic.
Mm-hmm.
Don't panic. Don't join Curves just yet. That gym?
Yes, we're familiar.
Don't go to Lane Bryant. Don't do all that just yet. All right, you're going to be all right. So that was the first thing. Second thing, you guys had hit me up yesterday, very concerned about me getting off of Effexor, weaning off of Effexor. I told you guys yesterday that I've been on this anxiety medicine for 20 years, and I take the smallest amount because I started the show and I was all freaked out about it. But I guess that weaning yourself off of it is a little bit more difficult than I thought. And people that have tried it before, if you don't do it really, really particularly and carefully, you could have like these weird brain zaps. Have you guys ever heard of these?
No.
Yeah.
So it's almost where your brain isn't exactly functioning right. So you get dizzy, but B, you get kind of disoriented also, and it could be a very, very painful process.
Mm. Especially since you've been doing, like you said, you've been on this for over 20 years.
20 years.
So your body, that's going to be a major adjustment, even though it was a small dosage.
Right. So I just thought this was going to be easy. I'll just crack that pill open. I'll take a couple of those little bubbly things out every day, and then I'll just attach the pill again, and easy breezy. It's not nearly that easy breezy.
And do you really want to do that over vacation?
I can't, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to wait till I get back.
Okay.
But the rest of it was, she gave me a body cleanse to start doing in January also, and also I'm not going to be drinking in January, so damn it, this is going to be the year, Kristen.
All right. Good for you.
This is the year.
Okay.
and just so you know, it's okay to gain a few pounds. It's all right.
Yeah, is that the bad news you were talking about?
Yeah, I'm not used to that.
Especially, it's the holidays also. Yeah. That kind of happens to literally everyone.
And you've just gone through a breakup.
Yeah.
This is the very first time that I've ever, I'm not even going to say that it's a weight issue. It's just for somebody that, I know this sounds crappy, but somebody has never had to deal with that issue whatsoever. And it's still not an issue, to be honest with you. Just seeing a number that's been higher than it has ever been before was a little stunning.
A little shock to the system?
A little shock to the system.
And you've said you felt kind of like sludgy because of what you've been eating and like slow down and grow. So compounded, that makes sense.
Yeah, I still don't like the number. I got off it, got back on it. Got off it, got back on it.
Run it again.
Same damn number.
Let me take my socks off.
Yeah, you take your shoes off.
I figured if I went on and off it so much, I'd burn fat before I got back on it the last time, and it would be down to a number I liked. It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.